Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to conclude on that Florida legislation I was telling you about. This is priceless. This is truly priceless. There was a signing ceremony. And of course, it was all fairly right-wing Republicans down there around DeSantis, cheering him as he signed a bill that said if you use your car to ram a protest that is illegal now in Florida and kill people, you have immunity from prosecution for murder, right out of the Putin book. Anyway, they're all applauding it. And one of them was the county sheriff in Florida, Polk County. We have a Polk County here in Wisconsin, but this is Polk County, Florida. Okay. And here's what he said. I asked him for his comment. And he said, this is a direct quote. He goes, quote, I tell new residents, don't register to vote and vote the stupid way you did up north or you'll get what they got. End quote. I'm not kidding. This guy says this to the media and DeSantis laughed. He didn't correct him. He didn't distance himself. This guy from County Sheriff of Polk County, Florida. He goes, okay, what do you think about this? He says, because, you know, Florida has the second most incoming residents from elsewhere in the country to Texas. Texas has the most. Florida has the second most. You know, it's the weather and all that kind of stuff, the beaches. He said, quote, I tell new residents, don't register to vote and vote the stupid way you did up north or you'll get what they got. End quote. And I'm sure what he did is he caressed his revolver. You know, these people are sick. I don't know why I'm laughing, because obviously none of this can hold up in court, I don't think. But enough's enough. Enough is enough. The problem is you have DeSantis, who's number two in the polls only to Trump for the nomination in 2024. And he's made a decision that's a pander to the real right. He has to do things that are authoritarian, that are Putin-esque, that threaten democracy. I think he's making a big mistake. If he just ran as a typical Republican conservative and started to rein in some things, he still, I don't think, wins. But when he says you can now murder people in Florida and drive into a crowd like ISIS if they're protesting, he's given up any right, in my view, to be president of the United States. He's a dangerous individual. And he's lathered up these county sheriffs, this Polk County guy. I tell new residents, don't register to vote and then vote the stupid way you did up north or you'll get what they got. Come on. Come on. Enough's enough. This is America. Going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, he is something else. He's extremely scary, man, in that it's very authoritarian streak. And the reason that, you know, he laughed at that notion from the, he's down with it. But in our history, I don't have to tell you this, we've had times when it's been scary as it was this last year or so with the insurrection. Take, for instance, our own General MacArthur, who I thought was bat crazy, attacking World War One veterans back in the late 20s or early 30s when they were, you know, trying to get what was due them. And he literally burned the tent city down in D.C. You know, these are the kind of people that are scary.
Right.
It's just,
you know, Dick, that's a good point. And Dick is alluding to the fact that everybody goes, oh, General MacArthur. And, you know, I've not been a big fan of his, because in the 1930s, what happened was World War One vets converged on D.C. and they were entitled to some payments as vets, and they weren't getting them. And it was a peaceful demonstration. And MacArthur ordered troops to fire on them and kill some of them. This is Douglas MacArthur. So Douglas MacArthur then left the Philippines and abandoned his men. You know, he was told to leave. They were forced to the Bataan Death March. The Japanese tortured and killed a lot of them on the Bataan Death March. One little known fact most people don't know, but you remember Mayor John Norquist in Milwaukee, who, you know, he had some issues, but he was actually quite a good mayor. His father, Reverend Norquist, a minister, was in the Bataan Death March. He was a soldier and captured by the Japanese and survived the Bataan Death March, the only survivor I've met. Anyway, MacArthur goes back, and then they put him in charge of Korea. In the Korean War, he decides it'd be a good idea to use nuclear weapons in Korea. And Truman had told him not to and to shut up. Truman was the president. My uncle Jerry Monahan, my mother's brother, was a 21-year-old Marine there. And they had these suicide attacks from Chinese troops came in, North Korean troops. The Marines were magnificent. They held. But Truman had made a decision. We're not going to use nuclear weapons over here. It has a land border with China. We're going to get another nuclear war. MacArthur shot his mouth off, and then Truman relieved him, said, "You're fired," yanked him. So that's what Dick was alluding to. MacArthur authorized troops to fire on World War I veterans who were peacefully protesting to get some money that they had coming to them, and killed some of them. That was wrong. But this is what's going on here. A state can't be permitted to selectively enforce its murder laws and say, if you murder a Democrat or a black person, it's okay, and you can use your car, you know, just like ISIS does, but not okay if you murder a Republican or somebody else. And, you know, there was an issue that arose actually yesterday. There's a judge in Washington, D.C. A lot of these January 6th protesters were permitted on their own recognizance to go home, and they were treated very lightly. And one of them, the judge read exactly what he'd done as he dragged a Capitol Police officer down the stairs face first. So his face bumped against each step, beat him with a pole. This is a police officer who's doing this to him. The judge said, no way. You don't get to beat a police officer like that and almost kill him. Hit him with a pole, and he kept him in jail, and he should have. And a lot of these guys, it's very simple. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. You don't say, okay, somebody attacked a cop, so therefore you can shoot him. Even if the way he attacked the cop in Kenosha was simply disregard an order to stop and get in the car, okay, he's paralyzed, shot in the back 7 times. That's okay. But if a police officer is dragged down the stairs, his face bumping against it, badly disfigured, beaten with a pole, let's let the guy go. On his own recognizance and mollycoddle him. That's just wrong. That's wrong. It's about time we had equal justice, and that's what it's all about. So I have no patience with that. I have no patience with the guy in Florida. I have no patience with what MacArthur did in the 1930s. That was 90 years ago. I'm talking about right now. And right now, you have authoritarian governors who are sending Putin signals to try to get the Republican nomination. That's a dangerous thing. Wake up. You Republicans out there, wake up. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.